Okay, picture this. You're running a modern B2B SaaS company. You've spent years, and I mean millions of dollars, building what is basically the Ferrari of software platforms. It's powerful, it's sleek, it has 1,000 different switches and dials.
Engineering dream right there.
Right. But then you hand the keys to your customer, and you realize they don't know how to drive a Ferrari. They barely know how to drive a go-kart.
That's the adoption wall. That's the exact moment where the sophistication of your product actually becomes a liability because, well, nobody knows how to use it.
Exactly. And suddenly you're not just a software company anymore. You have to be an education company. You need tutorials, videos, courses, help, articles. You're just drowning in this need for content just to keep people from canceling their subscription.
It's the classic content trap. You build for efficiency, but then supporting the tool becomes incredibly inefficient.
So today we're unpacking a really specific case study of how to solve this. We're looking at a collision between two very different types of technology. On one side, we have PlanHat. If you're in the customer success world, you've heard of them. They call themselves a unified customer platform.
And unified is the key word there. PlanHat is a beast. It's designed to stop companies from churning. It pulls data from sales, service, and product all into one place so you can see everything a customer is doing.
It's impressive tech.
Yeah.
But on the other side, we have Auto Content API. And I want to be clear, this is not just another ChatGPT wrapper. This is described as industrial infrastructure for content.
The mission for this deep dive, then, is to see what happens when you plug that industrial content engine into a complex beast like PlanHat. Can you actually automate the teaching part of software?
Or is it just going to churn out a bunch of, robotic spam that annoys everyone? Because that's my worry whenever I hear automated content.
That's the valid skepticism. But when you look at the math and the architecture, it's a lot more interesting than just generating spam. It's about shifting from manual creation, which is slow and expensive, to automated transformation.
All right, let's get into it. First, we really need to understand the scale of the problem for a company like PlanHat. We look through their documentation, and this is not a simple tool.
No, it is not. PlanHat isn't just a fancy address book, it is where the work happens. They have modules for portals, automations, playbooks. I mean, they have customers like Trustpilot and Macrobond. One customer testimonial mentioned saving 100 hours a month just on automation.
Which sounds great, but PlanHat themselves admit the platform is intuitive yet deep. And deep is usually marketing speak for you're going to need a manual.
Deep means complexity. PlanHat offers features like data warehousing and ETL that stands for extract, transform, load. These are pretty technical data concepts. If you're a customer success manager who just wants to make your client happy and you're suddenly staring at an ETL dashboard, you're going to be confused.
And when you're confused, you do one of two things. You either ignore the feature, which means you aren't getting value, or you email support.
And that's the bottleneck. In the auto content source material, they talk about content saturation. Think about it this way. Platforms like YouTube or Google have infinite shelf space. You can upload a billion videos. They don't care.
Right, the shelf is infinite.
But PlanHat's ability to produce those videos is not.
Because production is heavy. If PlanHat releases a new feature for, say, revenue forecasting, and they want to teach users how to use it, what's the traditional play?
The traditional play is, well, it's brutal. You need a scriptwriter, you need a videographer, you need someone to record the screen, you need to edit it, you need to mix the audio.
And the cost data we saw in the research was just eye-watering.
It's standard industry pricing. You are looking at anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $10,000 for a single professional polished minute or two of video?
Okay, stop there. $3,000 for one tutorial video. Why can't they just have a junior employee record their screen on Loom and call it a day?
They can, and many companies start that way, but PlanHat is a premium brand. They're selling to enterprises. If your training materials look like they were recorded in a basement with a bad microphone, it degrades the trust in the product. Plus, what happens when the software updates next week?
You have to re-record the whole thing.
Exactly. That $3,000 video is now trash. It's a depreciating asset. And that is why most companies just rely on text articles. Click settings, then click tab A.
Which nobody reads.
Which nobody reads.
Yeah.
So enter Auto Content API. Their philosophy is decoupling ideation from production.
Okay, break that down for me.
It means PlanHat already has the idea. They have the text documentation. They know how the feature works. The bottleneck is the physical labor of turning that text into audio and video. Auto content automates the transformation.
Okay, let's walk through the user journey. I'm a new user in PlanHat. I'm trying to figure out how to set up a health score so I know if my customer is about to quit. I land on the documentation page. Usually this is just a wall of text.
Right. And statistically, you're going to skim it, miss a step, get frustrated, and then open a support ticket.
So how does the Auto Content API change that experience?
So PlanHat connects the API to their documentation, probably via a crawler. The API reads the text about health scores. It identifies the key steps. Then it generates a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
Hold on. Generates a video. I've seen AI video. It can be weird. Are we talking about those shifting, morphing nightmares?
No. This is much more structured. Think of it like a digital puppet show. It uses AI avatars, which, by the way, can be customized to wear PlanHat branded hoodies, and it combines that with screen visuals. It creates a how-to video with perfect lip syncing and subtitles.
So I'm watching a digital person explain the concept to me.
Yes. And for a software tutorial, you don't need cinematic genius. You just need clarity. You need to see, okay, the cursor goes here, then I click this.
But is it worth it? I mean, is the video actually better than the text?
Well, the data says yes. Google's algorithms prioritize pages with video because of something called dwell time. Pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
So more people find PlanHat.
And once they're there, they stay longer. But the real kicker is the support cost. There was a case study in the source material. When users have a video right next to the feature, support tickets just plummet.
Because they get the answer instantly. They don't have to ask a human.
Precisely. But let's go back to your skepticism about the price. We said a human-made video is $3,000, right?
Yeah, $3,000.
The Auto Content API operates on a credit system. To generate one of these explainer videos, it costs roughly 400 credits.
Which is what in real money?
About €4.
€4.
Yeah.
Versus $3,000.
That's the arbitrage. That is the economic shift. If you have 500 feature pages, doing that manually is a $1 million project. Doing it with auto content is a couple thousand bucks.
Okay, that is a massive, massive difference. But I have to play devil's advocate here.
All right.
If it's that cheap, doesn't it feel cheap? You know, does it damage the brand?
That's the risk, sure. If the avatars look glitchy or the voice sounds robotic, yes. But the tech is advancing so rapidly, and you have to weigh perfect but non-existent against good enough and available instantly. Most users would rather have a helpful, slightly robotic video right now than wait 3 days for a human support rep to email them back.
That's a fair point. Utility wins.
It does. Now let's move up the chain a bit. PlanHat isn't just about buttons and features. They're selling a philosophy of customer success. They need to build relationships.
And relationships usually need real humans. You can't automate a relationship, can you?
You can't, but you can automate the maintenance of the relationship. The source material talks about the CEO paradox.
Oh, I related to this one. You want to hear from the leader. You want to know the vision. But the CEO is the busiest person in the entire company.
Exactly. They cannot spend 4 hours a week in a recording booth making content. So PlanHat could use the auto content voice cloning endpoint.
Okay, this is where I get skeptical again. Voice cloning. Isn't that just a deepfake?
Technically, yes. But in this context, it's consensual. The CEO records a few minutes of audio, high quality, good mic. The API learns their intonation, their cadence, even their laugh.
And then?
Then the marketing team can feed scripts into the engine. Say PlanHat notices a new trend in churn prevention. They can script a 5-minute insight piece and generate it in the CEO's voice.
So the CEO never actually said those words into a microphone.
No, but it is their thought leadership. It's their strategy.
Does that sit right with you? It feels a little distinct from reality.
Think of it like a ghostwriter for a book. CEOs use ghostwriters all the time. The CEO gives the ideas. The writer puts them on the page. This is just a ghost speaker. It allows PlanHat to release a daily strategy minute or a weekly podcast without blocking the CEO's calendar for hours.
That's an interesting way to frame it. A digital ghostwriter.
And unlike Google's Notebook LM, which we've talked about before, where you just dump a PDF and get a generic conversation, this is headless.
Explain headless for the non-engineers listening.
Okay, think of a restaurant kitchen. In a normal restaurant, the chef cooks the food and puts it on a plate for the dining room. That's a traditional website. Headless means the chef cooks the food and just puts it in a service window. From there, you can put it in a takeout box, freeze it, send it to room service, or put it on a plate.
So the content is separated from where it ends up.
Exactly. PlanHat can set up a system where The moment they update their change log with a new feature, the API automatically grabs that text, converts it into an audio update narrated by the head of product, and pushes it via RSS to Spotify. No human has to hit record.
That is wild. It's programmatic broadcasting.
It creates an omnipresent media brand.
Okay, so we've covered the customer with videos and the market with the CEO's audio. But there's another group of people who are absolutely drowning in information, the employees themselves.
The internal crew. Plan Hat's slogan is "No passengers, we're all crew."
Which sounds nice on a poster. But in reality, you have sales reps, customer success managers, CSMs, support staff, and they're often totally misaligned because nobody has time to read the internal memos.
Right. If you send a sales rep a 50-page PDF on new compliance standards for 2026, are they going to read it?
Absolutely not. They are going to skim the first page and go to lunch.
And that creates risk. So Plan Hat can use the transformation engine internally. They feed that boring compliance PDF into the API. The API converts it into a dialogue-based podcast, kind of like what we're doing right now. Two voices discussing the key points of the compliance document.
So the sales rep can listen to it while driving to a client meeting.
Exactly. It turns homework into entertainment. It's a private podcast feed. For a complex platform like Plan Hat, where features change every week, keeping the internal team aligned is just critical. If the sales guy sells a feature that doesn't exist anymore, you have a big problem.
That makes a lot of sense. It's using that dead time in a commute. Now, I want to pivot to something that makes Plan Hat look really smart to the outside world, the deep research capability.
This is a big differentiator. Most AI writing tools are just predicting the next word. They're hallucination machines.
Right. If I ask a standard chatbot about a specific stock price or a niche regulation, it might just make it up.
AutoContent's deep research endpoint works differently. It uses agents. Think of an agent like a digital research assistant. You give it a task and it goes out to the live web. It visits the Financial Times. It visits SEC.gov. It visits competitor blogs.
So it's actually reading current sources?
Yes. It gathers the data, cross-references it to make sure it's true, cites the sources, and then synthesizes an answer.
So how does Plan Hat use this?
Plan Hat wants to be the authority on customer success. They could set up a recurring task, like a cron job, that says, every 24 hours, scan the web for new methodologies in churn reduction.
And the API just runs that in the background.
Every single day. And it generates a briefing. Maybe it's a PDF for the executive team. Or maybe it's an audio morning briefing for Plan Hat's customers.
That positions Plan Hat as an oracle.
Exactly. They stop being just a software vendor. They become the source of truth. And they do it without hiring a team of 20 analysts to sit there and Google things all day.
It builds that authority.
Yeah.
If Plan Hat is telling me what's happening in the market before I read it in the news, I am never canceling my subscription.
That is the very definition of lifelong revenue growth.
Okay, one more hurdle. Plan Hat is a global company. We saw testimonials from Tilia Sygate and others. They have customers in Europe, Asia, the US.
And the language barrier is the biggest limiter of scale. If you want to sell in Japan, you usually need a Japanese support team. That's slow, expensive, and hard to manage.
I assume AutoContent has a translation feature.
It does, but it's the workflow that matters. It supports over 50 languages. But remember that headless concept.
The kitchen window.
Right. Plan Hat creates that one English tutorial video about the health score. The API can instantly take that, transcribe it, translate it, and resynthesize the voice into Spanish, German, Japanese, French.
Does it just dub it over like a bad 70s kung fu movie?
No, the audio synthesis is timed to the video. It creates native language assets. So the user in Tokyo isn't struggling through English text. They are hearing a Japanese voice explaining the interface.
That just explodes their total addressable market.
Instantly. And this leads us to the SEO implication. We have to talk about PSEO, programmatic SEO.
This is the traffic floodgate concept.
Right. Plan Hat wants to rank for thousands of keywords. Best CS software for fintech, best CS software for healthcare, how to reduce churn in retail.
But if you just generate 1,000 pages of generic text, Google will slap you with a thin content penalty. They hate spam.
Correct. But if every one of those 1,000 pages has a unique video, a unique audio summary, and deep research-based text that cites real sources,
then it's not thin content.
It is high-value, multimedia content. Google sees that people are staying on the page to watch the video. Plan Hat could dominate thousands of niche search terms simultaneously. It is a land grab for search traffic.
That is actually kind of scary if you're a competitor.
It changes the unit economics of marketing. You're doing with software what used to require an army of people.
So let's wrap this all up. We have PlanHat, the unified platform providing the engine, and we have AutoContent API providing the infrastructure to explain that engine.
It's the perfect synergy. PlanHat is the system of record. AutoContent is the system of communication.
But I feel like there's one more thing. You mentioned agents earlier. And I know you like to look at the future.
I do. And this is the part that most people miss. We've been talking about making content for humans, videos for users, podcasts for commuters.
Right.
But the web is changing. We are moving toward the agentic web.
The agentic web.
Think about the near future. You might not Google a question anymore. You'll just ask your personal AI agent. You'll say, hey, figure out how to do ETL in PlanHat.
And the agent goes and looks for the answer.
Exactly. Now, if PlanHat's answer is locked inside a PDF or a messy, unstructured blog post, the agent might miss it, or it might hallucinate.
So the agent is like a robot vacuum. If the house is messy, it gets stuck.
That's a perfect analogy. AutoContent API doesn't just output video, it outputs structured data, JSON files, clean transcripts, FAQs. It organizes the information perfectly.
So by using this API, PlanHat is essentially cleaning the house for the robots.
Yes. They are preparing their digital footprint to be read by the AI agents that will control future traffic. If your content is structured and multimodal, the AI trusts it. You become the primary source.
So they aren't just optimizing for human eyes, they're optimizing for machine understanding.
That is the long game. The companies that structure their data now will be the ones that the AIs recommend in 2026.
That is a massive takeaway. It's not just about saving money on video production. It's about survival in an AI-first world.
It's always deeper than it looks.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. A huge thank you to the source materials from PlanHat and AutoContent for giving us a glimpse into the plumbing of the internet. It's fascinating stuff.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. We will catch you on the next deep dive.